Before we start our program of discovering the Jewish Jesus today, here's an important message from Rabbi Schneider.
I know some of you can identify with this, but as soon as I started hearing about the Russian military force building up along the borders of Ukraine, I had a very bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. This is serious beyond words that I can describe right now. And it's not new. This has been going on since man fell in the Garden of Eden all those years ago. It's interesting, but according to the sources that I'm familiar with, this is really not a battle between the Russian and the Ukrainian people. It's a battle that's between those at the higher echelons of power. The people in Ukraine and Russia, they just want to live at peace. And this expansion of power, this pursuit, this lust of power that's in mankind, beloved, it's a result of the fall, and it's been going on forever. You go back to all the major empires of the world, it's all been the same thing, a lust for more power. Unfortunately, there's not going to be peace on earth until Yeshua returns and reigns. And the liberties that we take for granted, beloved, they're not going to be forever in the natural world. Things change and new kingdoms are arising and kingdoms are crashing all the time. The lesson that all of us have to gain from this is how unstable the outer world is. Speaking to the people in Ukraine right now, we know the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient." This is not to in any way take away from the hurt and the suffering and the harm, but we have to believe that God is who He said He is. His grace is sufficient to get us through any tribulation and any trial. And when man is weakest and when the need is the greatest, God shows Himself most strong. So the church united today speaks a blessing over all our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine. And we thank you, Father, for releasing into your people in Ukraine everything that they need to triumph in you. Father, we thank you for your protection over your people there. Father, we pray that you will rise up a standard against unrighteousness in the earth. And we call upon you, King Jesus, to return to set up your government of peace and shalom. Father, we release the peace of Jesus right now, and we pray that you will prepare the way for your return, where the lion will lay down with the lamb. This is a time, church, to pray for our Ukrainian brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us we should weep with those that weep, mourn with those that mourn, and rejoice with those that are rejoicing. So, Father, we want to unite our hearts right now with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters in their suffering. We ask you to strengthen them and protect them. We ask you to release angels, Father God, to protect your beloved ones. Father, we worship you today. And we declare, Lord, that no matter what is going on in this world, we will receive your word. And we will not call a conspiracy what the world calls a conspiracy. And we will not dread what the world dreads. You alone, Father God, are the one that we shall fear. And you told us when we fear you alone, that you would become a sanctuary for us. Father, we give you glory today and declare that your people are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And it's upon you, Father, in Jesus' name, that we have set our hope.
Amen. And now to our episode on spiritual breakthrough.
The Old and New Testaments, listen, are in unity with each other. The entire Hebrew Bible is ultimately about Yeshua.
Reaching Israel and the world.
Have you ever gone through an unwanted season or a situation that just never seemed to end? No matter what you did, you just couldn't seem to break through to the other side. Well, what if I told you there was a way you could move forward? Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Today, Rabbi Schneider is going to explain what it means to be ordained to fight. Now, you may be saying, "I don't want to fight. I just want peace." And that is totally understandable. But Scripture says we're in a war and we need to fight the good fight. And to share what that looks like, here is Rabbi Schneider with today's message on spiritual breakthrough.
I truly believe there is an anointing for breakthrough on my life, and I believe through my word today, some of what's on me will be imparted into you. You see, when the Lord, beloved one, gives gifts to the body, the gifts that He gives are not just for the individual that has received the gift, but the gifts that God gives individuals are meant to be ministered to the body. And I believe that because His gift of breakthrough is on me, those of you that are receiving from me are receiving the word of the Lord through my life and their spirit in the word that will generate breakthrough, beloved one, in your life, whether it's in your circumstances or whether it's in the internal realm of the spirit, which is the most important of all. Now, we're using as our primary text for this series the example from the life of David that's found in 2 Samuel chapter 5. What had happened was David had just got anointed king. Now, anointed means there's an endowment of the Spirit that has come upon us, an endowment of God's presence, power, and authority. And so David had just been anointed king. And as soon as the enemy, the Philistines, heard that David was anointed, they immediately began to seek him out to attack him. And so the foundation that I laid was that you should anticipate and expect the enemy to come against you when you're moving forward in the anointing. It happens when we first become believers because the enemy sees that we've entered into the kingdom of God, and so he tries to stop us. And it happens as we continue to make strides forward in Hashem. So we need to become soldiers and recognize that part of walking with God is walking through spiritual attack. And the Bible says that our enemy is prowling about looking for someone to devour. Paul said that we struggle. And when he said we, he wasn't talking to the world. He was talking to those that were born of God's Spirit in the book of Ephesians. He said, we, you and I, struggle not against flesh and blood, but against forces and powers of spiritual wickedness. We're in a fight. And so we need to adopt a soldier's mentality, because too many of God's people think that being a Christian is just being a do-gooder, you know, like Johnny Appleseed, or, you know, being a believer is much more than being a do-gooder. It's understanding spiritual reality, and it's knowing how to fight. You know, at the end of Paul's life, right before Paul was about to breathe his last, Paul said, I have fought the fight. We're in a fight. And just as David was attacked by the Philistines that were a symbol of the powers of darkness that come against you and I, and yet he was able to overcome the enemy by recognizing what was going on, going down into a spiritual stronghold, a secret place in the Lord, where he fellowshiped with the Lord and looked to the Lord to get a strategy and to get empowered to respond, just as David overcame by putting the right spiritual strategy into effect, you and I also, beloved ones, will overcome the enemy and will rise, because of the attack, higher into the realm of God's light. You see, the Lord has ordained that His sons and daughters have to fight in order that we would ascend into the light. In other words, sometimes we ask, well, why did God create the devil? Sometimes people can't admit the fact that God is somehow responsible for the fact that there's a devil. Some of you, even when I'm saying it, are kind of like flinching. What is he saying? But think about it. If God is all-knowing, if God knows the end from the beginning, didn't he know that Satan, that Lucifer, was going to fall from heaven down to earth and torment mankind when he created Satan? The Bible tells us that Satan used to be, you know, an angel before the Lord, but somehow pride arose in his heart, and he ended up trying to exalt himself above God, and as a result, God expelled him from heaven, and one-third of the angels followed, and now they're on earth tormenting men. So the question is, if God knows everything, If he knows the end from the beginning, he would have known when he created Lucifer that Lucifer was going to do this. So God could have fixed that problem and never created Lucifer. Or he could have fixed what was in Lucifer before he created him that God knew was going to go wrong and cause him to fall. But God didn't do that. He knew what was going to happen. And if he knew what was going to happen and he created Lucifer, he must have known that he was going to fall from heaven, come to earth as an enemy of mankind and opposing God in the world. You see, God has a purpose for this. That's what I'm trying to help you understand, is that the devil is not an accident. The evil, the existence of evil, is not because something went wrong that somehow took God off guard or somehow was not part of God's ultimate plan. Because all of history, everything that God created, including the invisible world of angels, including the devil himself, everything that God created, because he created all things, right? God created everything. Everything that God created was created for a purpose. Everything was created for a purpose, and God's entire creation is moving towards the end for which it was created. It's all serving God's purpose. All things work together for good in God's gracious overall plan over his creation. And so the point is that if God did not want you and I to have to overcome evil, he would have never created evil. But the point is, beloved, we're in a war, and this is part of God's plan. Jesus' first act after coming out of the Jordan River when he was baptized by Yohanan, John the Baptist, the first thing that Jesus did after he came out of the river and the Spirit of the Lord declared, "You are my beloved son, and in you I'm well pleased." And the people around heard the voice say, "This is my beloved son, and in him I'm well pleased." The first thing that happened was after that, the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness. Who led Jesus into the wilderness? The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness. Why? He was there to do battle against the devil for 40 days. See, before Jesus began his ministry, first he overcame the devil in the wilderness. And the scripture says after the 40 days, he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. He was led into the wilderness by the Spirit, but after overcoming the devil in the wilderness, he came out in the power of the Spirit, and his ministry began. My point is, beloved, we're in a fight, and even as David was attacked by the Philistines, as you and I move forward in our anointing, we're going to experience the blowback of the enemy, but understand we shouldn't hide from it. We shouldn't pretend it's not real. Rather, we should recognize it and know it's part of God's plan, that God's purpose is that we learn how to fight, that we learn how to overcome. And as we learn how to fight and overcome, we ascend the powers of darkness. And the result is we are then empowered in the Spirit in ever greater ways. So let's not pretend evil doesn't exist. Let's not look away as if it's not real. Let's recognize it is real. We're in a war, and let's learn how to fight. You see, many of the thoughts that you're having in your mind that are attacking you, you think they're just thoughts. The thoughts of worry, the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of self-rejection, the thoughts of self-condemnation, the thoughts of accusation that you have towards other people, thoughts that are depressing you. All those thoughts, beloved, listen, they're coming from the realm of spiritual darkness. Listen to what I just said. We're in a fight. And we're looking for breakthrough, and we have breakthrough in the Spirit. But you have to understand, if you're going to get breakthrough, you must first recognize you're in a war, and you need to recognize the enemy. Thoughts of darkness are an attack on your life. Listen to me. When you have thoughts of depression, confusion, fear, worry, anxiety, accusation, condemnation, understand that thoughts come from the realm of the Spirit. You see, thoughts have intelligence to them. When Adam and Eve fell, what made them fall? The devil planted a thought in their mind. Did God really say to you, you shouldn't eat of the tree? Now, he knew that if you ate of the tree, you'd become like him. He's trying to deprive you of something. See, what made Adam and Eve fall? They believed a wrong thought. And so the thoughts that enter your mind are coming from the realm of darkness or the realm of light. But many of us don't recognize that. We don't realize we're in a war. We just think, oh, we're sad. Oh, we're depressed. Oh, we're anxious. And we just let the thoughts beat us up without recognizing that these are spiritual things and that we need to arise from within, reject them, and do warfare against them. You're in a war, beloved one. Now let's look here and read the text today. We've read this before, but we're going to start just to give a bit of brief context here. 2 Samuel chapter 5, beginning in verse number 17. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king, now the Philistines were a physical manifestation of the powers of darkness. See, the Hebrew Bible or the Tanakh helps us to understand spiritual reality by understanding that the physical things that happened in the Hebrew Bible were symbolic or physical manifestations of a spiritual reality. And so when we look at the material, physical episodes in the Hebrew Bible, we need to understand that there is a spiritual, invisible counterpart to them. This is why Paul said the things that were written in the Hebrew Bible, Paul said, were written for us, believers in Yeshua, upon whom the end of the ages has come. So you might ask yourself, well, what do the Philistines have to do with me? They have a lot to do with you when you understand the Philistines are a symbol of powers of darkness. And even as the Philistines attacked David when they saw David was anointed, so too the powers of darkness are going to try to mess your life up because they see that you're anointed. Even as Satan tried to trip up Adam and Eve and did because the powers of darkness saw God's love and favor on Adam and Eve, so too, beloved, they're going to attack you because darkness hates the light. Let's continue on. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. Why were they seeking him? To kill him. And when David heard of it, so the first thing we need to recognize is David recognized he was under attack. Let me ask you, beloved one, do you recognize that you're in a war? And do you recognize when you're under attack? I mean, when my mind gets all messed up, I start praying. I say, Lord, I know something's not right with the way I'm thinking. What is going on here? Lord, deliver me. Help me to get my thought. I'm in some kind of a war, Lord. The enemy somehow is attacking me because maybe there's an open door. Maybe there's a purpose the enemy's trying to block. But I immediately, when I see that my thoughts are getting all deranged, in other words, I'm thinking thoughts of accusation towards somebody or whatever it might be, I just realize my thoughts are not lined up properly. Thoughts of suspicion, whatever. I immediately go to the Lord. Lord, help me. I'm under some type of an attack here. I recognize that it's not just my own mind, but it's a mind-bending spirit that is causing my thoughts to be out of alignment. So I want you to hear what David did again. When the Philistines heard that he was anointed, the Bible says, they went up to seek him out. And then it said, and when David heard of it, I just want to ask you, are you aware when you're under attack? Father, right now in Yeshua's name, I pray for a supernatural awareness to be developed within each one of your children that is hearing the sound of my voice right now. Father, that you would wake us up to recognize when we're under attack. That, Father, when we're under attack, we just wouldn't barrack, not realizing what's going on. We wouldn't think that it's just that our thoughts are messed up. We wouldn't just ignore it. But the Father, that you would wake us up to recognize when we're under attack so we could do what David did and come to you for help and deliverance. Listen what happened next. When David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now, a stronghold, it's a place of defense. It's a castle. So David withdrew into a safe place. What should you do when you're under attack? The first thing you should do, beloved one, is draw near to God. Don't try to fight the battle on your own. Draw near to God, because the flesh has no power over the realm of darkness. When we're under attack, when something's wrong, when we're anxious, when we're angry, when we're afraid, whatever it might be, when we're under significant temptation, what should we do? We should go in to the stronghold. Just like David did, we should go into that castle of God's presence. The Hebrew word stronghold carries with it the idea of a castle, a place of defense. We should get along with God and say, God, help me. I don't know what's going on here. God, have mercy on me. Deliver me. Let's continue on. When David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. I want you to focus on that word for a second, that the Philistines, that's a symbol, they're a symbol of the powers of darkness. They spread themselves out. Listen again. Now the Philistines came, why did they come? To attack David. And they spread themselves out. So I want you to understand is that sometimes when we're under attack, we're not just attacked on one front, but sometimes, beloved ones, and you know this as well as I do, sometimes when it rains, it pours. Sometimes everything hits you all at once. Maybe your finances, or your health, or your children, or your thoughts. Sometimes everything is happening at the same time. When that happens, you know what, beloved? Just recognize that you're not the only one this has ever happened to. This has happened to God's children from the very beginning. It happened to David, and it's going to happen to you and I. Just withdraw into the stronghold and just cry out to God for help. Get still before God because His power will be perfected in your weakness. When Paul was being tormented by the devil, we read in the book of Corinthians, he cried out to God, cried out to God. God said, Paul, my grace will be sufficient for you to get through this. And Paul, my power is going to be perfected in your weakness. So just know, beloved one, it is a natural, normal thing for us to go through an attack of the enemy. It's part of how we become strong. Now make sure to join me next time as we continue to learn how to transform our trials into our victories because you're about to get more breakthrough in your life.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and our Bible teacher is Rabbi Schneider. And we've been learning why we are ordained to fight. You know, conflict isn't something that a lot of us like, but sometimes a fight is necessary and can even be fruitful in our lives, especially when it helps us break free of the things that are holding us back in our relationship with the Lord.
Part of the scriptural narrative we've been studying is that when David got breakthrough, he destroyed the idols of the Philistines. You and I also must destroy idols around our lives that keep us from entering into God's fullness. For you and I, the idol that we may be struggling with is clinging to our finances for security rather than the Lord. The Lord has called us to honor Him first with our finances, but unfortunately, too many of us are in fear and we're not honoring the Lord properly with our finances. And as a result, beloved, it's hindering us in getting breakthrough. If discovering the Jewish Jesus is being used of the Lord to strengthen you and encourage you in your walk and fellowship with Him, and you're not fully honoring the Lord with your finances, I want to encourage you today to take a step of faith for your breakthrough, submit your finances to Him, and honor Him with your finances through discovering the Jewish Jesus today.
You can give a gift of any amount online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or by calling 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. You can also partner with us by donating through the Rabbi Schneider app. Just click on the donate button in the middle of the home screen and then follow the simple instructions that are on your screen. Or you can give by text when you type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. Your financial gifts and your prayerful support will not only help us keep this program on your local station, but you'll also help us take the good news into cities and countries where God's word might not normally be preached. And as our way of saying thank you, we'll send you our most recent newsletter that's filled with insightful and engaging updates, special announcements from our ministry partners around the world, and a select audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month. It's also available as a digital download. I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us next time when Rabbi Schneider explains how you can know your destiny. That's coming up Friday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.